Sensenbrenner is the longest-serving Republican in the Wisconsin congressional delegation. The 28-year veteran of the House rolls up big Election Day margins in his suburban Milwaukee district. He has a large campaign war chest and plenty of personal wealth to plow into any re-election contest. But two professors from Concordia University in Mequon contend Sensenbrenner is vulnerable, and they've kicked off a rare joint campaign to unseat him. GOP candidate Jim Berkey says Sensenbrenner is part of a Republican Party that backs too much government spending. Berkey suggests the incumbent takes too many foreign trips at the expense of interest groups or foreign governments.
Of the top 10 abusers of free lobbyist travel in Washington, D.C. today, of the top 10, 8 of them are Republicans, and one of them is from our own state of Wisconsin.
Democrat Jeff Walz says his own party isn't serious enough about curbing spending and shrinking the federal deficit.
After missed opportunities and partisan irresponsibility, it's time for a Democrat to run for Congress who has a plan to fix Washington.
Walz also says he's conservative socially, opposing abortion and gay marriage. Some political scientists view the joint campaign as a gimmick, and one skeptic at yesterday's event compared the joint bid to a, quote, trout swimming upstream. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Cedarburg.